We thank the Lord Jesus for his continuous guidance.
这个题目可能要拖回上一个题目，我还没有讲完。
Let's go back to the previous topic because I haven't finished.
请大家原谅小弟，因为我的恩师不是很好，没办法在时间内完成。
I apologize to you, but I do not have enough talent to finish what I wanted to say within the time given.
我们说看见耶稣。
We're talking about seeing Jesus.
所以第一个层面，我们看到耶稣的喜怒哀乐。
So on the first level, we see the emotions of Jesus.
他的忧愁，他的哀叹。
His sorrow and his sighing.
所以我们的灵修目标不要搞错了。
So let us not mistaken about the goal of our spiritual cultivation.
我们的灵修目标不是小弟在上一节提到那种得道高僧。
The goal of our spiritual cultivation is not what I mentioned in the previous session, is to become like a monk.
你知道吗？那个在他们叫做出家人，我不知道怎么翻呢、啊？离开你原来的家庭跟关系啊。
For the Buddhist, they call this type of people as to disconnect from all their relationships and family.
为什么要出家？
Why do they have to leave these relationships?
就是要断绝这些世上的事，对自减少他们对自己的影响。
The reason is to be disconnected from all the things in this world to diminish the influence on themselves.
所以你们知道吗？我们不能像某些基督教派呀、啊，去躲在山里面去做灵修，这不太对啊。
So we cannot be like other types of Christian denominations where they hide in the mountains to do their cultivation.
在那里自成一个社区，怕世界影响我们。
They form their community afraid to be influenced by the world.
主耶稣叫我们成为世上的光跟世上的盐，还记得吗？
The Lord Jesus taught us that we need to be the light and the salt of this earth. Do we remember?
说这个灯点起来不是要放在斗底下的。
And he said, the lamp is light, not to be hidden under the basket.
那是要放在桌子上照亮一家的人。
But it is to be put on the table to shine light to the house.
所以真正的基督徒要像耶稣一样是入世的，在人群当中的。
So a true Christian is just like the Lord Jesus. We have to enter into this world.
会跟他们有连结。
We will be connected to them.
但是我们不受影响，我们是要去影响他们。
But yet we're not influenced by them. We need to influence them.
我们跟他们连结是在这种喜怒哀乐、同理心上面。
We are connected to them on the emotional and empathetic level.
但是我们影响他们是我们对真理的坚持。
But we influence them based on the insistence on the truth.
我们看到耶稣在船里睡着了。
We saw that Jesus fell asleep on the boat.
我知道有些弟兄姐妹，你认为自己遇到不公不义的事情。
I know some brothers and sisters believe that you have encountered something that is unjust.
因此有时候会把某些经节做自己的诠释，想要得到自己的公义。
And so sometimes we read certain passages and then we explain them ourselves to achieve this level of justice.
但是让我来告诉你什么是最不公不义的。
But let me tell you what is the most unjust.
就是风和浪。
Which is the wind and the waves.
你只要对象是人，你都要有机会跟他讲道理，有没有？不管他听不听，接不接受啊。
As long as your subject is a human being, you have the opportunity to reason with them regardless of whether they accept it or not.
我告诉你，风跟你讲道理啊。
But can you reason with wind?
浪还要听你的劝诫啊。
Or the waves listen to your advice?
他不管，他直接来就把这船要打沉啊。
They don't care, they just come and then they try to overthrow the boat.
主耶稣就在告诉你说，这是最不讲道理，没有道理，没有办法跟他沟通跟劝诫的。
And Jesus Christ is trying to tell you that these are the most unreasonable things that will happen to you.
你的生命好像小船快要沉了一样。
You can't talk to them and your life will sink like the boat.
于是有些人拼命的要转风帆，有些拼命摇桨，有些拼命划，拼命泼水。
And that's why some people are trying to get the water out of the boat, some people are trying to adjust the sail.
因为你以为你会死在这里。
Because you think that you will die there.
我们上一节讲说，那一个睡得最安稳，像端过奶婴儿的，为什么？因为他知道自己绝对不会死在这里，对不对？
And in the previous session, we talked about how the child is like the winged child sleeping, and it's because Jesus knew that he would not die there.
所以他几乎什么都不做。
So he didn't do anything.
我告诉你，当一个基督徒，你们可能没有听过传道劝诫， 劝告你们要学效法耶稣睡觉了，对不对？
As a Christian, perhaps you have not heard the encouragement from the preacher to encourage you to sleep.
你们要是像我经历了这么多人生，在神里面经历这么多苦难的话，你要学到要会睡觉，不然你活不下去。
But if you're like me, in the Lord, having experienced so many things in life, you have to learn to sleep, or else you cannot go on.
迫切祷告需要。
It is important to pray with importunity.
全心祷告需要。
And it's important to pray with all your heart.
但是你们知道吗？我学到了另外一种，我常常做的祷告是在祷告里面几乎什么都不求了。
But I also learned a type of prayer where in which in my prayer that I no longer ask for anything.
我跟主说，主啊，让我的心像断过奶的孩子睡着吧。
And I tell the Lord Jesus, please let my heart become like the winged child, fall asleep.
这个时候还拼命想把主摇起来的，主没有责备他，但是也没有赞美他。
So the ones that were trying to wake up the Lord Jesus, the Lord did not rebuke them, but did not command them either.
因为即便是最敬虔的人，像我们刚才提到的第三点，也会面临苦难跟试探。
Because what we mentioned as the third point previously was that the most devout people also face temptations.
不然我们的宗教就会像其他的宗教一样，是一种对价关系，就是。你付出多少就必须得到多少。
Or else our faith or our religion becomes like other type of religions where how much you sacrifice is how much reward you gain.
如果你真正承认他是主，对主这个字有深刻认识的话，
If you truly recognize that he is the Lord,
你会知道不是，我们不是做买卖。
We are not doing business with him.
没有付出的，主要乐意也可以试他很多。
Those who have not sacrificed much, if the Lord is willing, they can gain a lot.
你付出很多，你只能说这是仆人应当做的。
And you have sacrificed much. All you can say is this is something that ought to be done. 主在告诉你，
你还不能期待有任何赏赐。虽然就他的本性来说，他一定会赏赐。
And the Lord Jesus tells us, as a servant, you do not expect to receive anything. But even though God's nature is that He will reward you.
我们跟神之间的关系是。爱不是谈判跟讲价格的。
The relationship between us and God is based on love. It's not based on business model.
就在圣灵最充满的时刻。
During the time when the Holy Spirit was filled.
就在你对神付出最多的时候。
And during the time when you have sacrificed your most to God.
就在你最顺从、完全顺服圣灵带领的时候。魔鬼来了，看到没有？
And at the point where you are most submissive to God, and also the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Satan came. Did you see?
原本的想象不一样，但这就是事实。圣经都这么告诉你了。
This is not what we previously have imagined, but this is the fact, and the Bible had told us this.
可是不要害怕，因为圣经告诉我们最后的事了。
But do not be afraid, because the Bible also told us what would happen in the end.
当我们从耶稣身上学到的时候。
When we have learned from Jesus,
他告诉你，你没有经历过的，你将来一定会领受的是什么？生命永远荣耀的冠冕。
Jesus told us that what we have not experienced, but what we will receive in the end of our life is the crown of life of glory.
我们来看彼得前书五章第十节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10.
彼得前书五章十节。
First Peter chapter five verse ten。
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。Amen。
But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
有没有看到战胜苦难?
Do you see the phrase, after you have suffered for a while?
给我喝的吗? 哦，谢谢你。主耶稣纪念你的爱。
Thank you for your love. May the Lord remember it.
战胜苦难这四个字啊。
You see this phrase, suffered a while.
可是这个苦难的暂时有可能一来就是二三十年。
But then this while could be 20 or 40 years.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，神的时间观跟我们不太一样。
Because the Bible tells us that the concept of time of God is different from ours.
同样在彼得前书有说，神看千年如一日，一日如千年。还记得这个经节吗？
In the same book, 1 Peter, it mentioned that God sees 1,000 years as a day, and a day as 1,000 years. Remember that?
你如果以为我已经受苦20年了，主耶稣你不诚实，你不说战胜苦难吗？那你搞错了。
If you have already suffered for 20 years and then you say to the Lord Jesus, you're not being honest, you said suffering for a while.
我们不要在这里面迷失了。
Then you're mistaken. Do not be confused.
我们不要在这里面被扭曲了，很可惜。
Do not be twisted inside the truth. It's too bad.
我们要回到像小孩子那样的单纯纯正，相信就是这样子的，我执行到底。
We have to become like little children with very simple and pure faith to believe to the end.
因为这里主答应我们，在这苦难之后，他要亲自成全我们。
Because here the Lord had promised us that after the suffering, He would perfect us.
坚固我们。
He would establish us.
赐力量给我们。
Strengthen us.
我现在跟大家来分享第四个层面。
I will share with you the fourth level.
我们一起来看耶稣。
Let's look at Jesus.
请看马太福音九章十八节。
Let's turn to Matthew 9:18.
马太福音九章的十八节。
Matthew chapter 9:18.
跟十九节。
And 19.
耶稣说这话的时候，有一个管会堂的来拜他说。我女儿刚才死了，求你去按手在她身上，她就必活了。十九节。
19.
耶稣便起来跟着他去，门徒也跟着去。Amen.
18. While he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples.
请问大家在这里看到的耶稣，看到他在做什么？
The Jesus that you see here, what did you see him do?
我们看到了耶稣的喜怒情绪。
You saw his emotions.
我们看到耶稣睡着了。
And you saw, we saw that he fell asleep.
我们看到耶稣被试探。
We saw that he was tempted.
在这里看到耶稣走路，对不对？
And here we saw that Jesus walked.
耶稣走路哦，不是那个品牌叫约翰走路的、哦啊、耶稣在走路哦。
Jesus was walking. It's not the brand Johnny Walker, but Jesus was walking.
好，我问大家，常常领会的人告诉我们，是耶稣跟着我们走，还是我们跟着耶稣走？
Let me ask you a question. Many times we hear in the sermon, is it us following the Lord Jesus, or is Jesus following us?
你们被我这个爱问问题的传道问到都，嗯，这个有陷阱，不能随便回答。
You probably realize that I have a trap in my question, so it's better not to answer.
我知道，我注目那么多教会过，大家都被我问惊了。
I know because the many churches that I have ministered at, they are very smart by my questions.
但是请你们赦免我，这是一种教学法，增加你们的印象而已。
But please, forgive me because this is my teaching style to help you, memorize.
不过为了增加印象，你们要照实回答，好不好？不要太精。
But in order to help with your learning and memory, just answer the question as is.
一般领会者会说我们。跟着耶稣走，还是耶稣跟着我们走
？Normally in a sermon, do you hear that we follow the Lord Jesus or that Jesus follows us?
啊
？Which one？
啊，要跟着耶稣走，对吗
？We have to follow the Lord Jesus, right？
因为我如果没有先这么问的话，我以前问过一个问题，有不同答案。
Because if I have not asked this question first, and before I asked the question, there was a different answer.
我说主耶稣是我们的大牧人。
I said, Jesus is our big shepherd.
我们是他的羊。
And we are his sheep.
约翰福音说我们听他的声音跟着他走。
In the book of John, it says that we hear his voice and we follow him.
然后我就问他们说，那请问这个牧人是走在羊群前面呢，还是羊群后面呢？
And then I asked the question, does the shepherd walk in front of the sheep or behind the sheep?
结果我发觉大家真的没有养过羊，所以有两种答案。
And I realized that we are not shepherds, and then so there were two different answers.
有一半说，哎呀，哎，牧人走前面。
So half of them said the shepherd would walk in the front.
有另外一半说没有，我看影片，那牧人走后面呢。
And then the other half says, No, I saw it on the documentary that the shepherd would walk in the back.
所以现在我也学精了。我问你们说，我们要跟着主耶稣走，还是耶稣跟着我们走
？And so I also learned. I'm asking you the question: Do we follow the Lord Jesus, or is Jesus following us?
对吗？我们要跟着耶稣的脚步走嘛，效法跟随他，对不对
？We have to follow the footsteps of Jesus to imitate him.
那我再问大家，如果我们一直跟着耶稣的脚步走，那是不是一定要常常会常常看见耶稣
？But let me ask you another question. If we often follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus, do we see Jesus often?
但是我发觉有很多的同龄。私底下来找小弟，说他们看不见耶稣了。
But then I also realized that, in private, many of the church members would come to me and say they no longer see Jesus.
因为他们在他们的生命里面，他们遇到了不公义的事。
Because in their lives they have encountered unjust things.
他们被伤害了。
They were hurt.
他们被打击。
And they were, harmed.
他们没有停止聚会。
They did not stop coming to service.
他们继续服事。
They continued to serve.
他们不断祷告。
And they continued to pray.
但是几年下来的结果，他们很诚实地到我面前说，传道，我感受不到神。
But after a few years, they honestly come to me and say, Preacher, I do not, feel God.
你们不用点头跟摇头了，这种事情太尴尬了。
You do not need to have any response.
我相信这里面就有人。搞不好刚才在祷告的时候就觉得说我感受不到神。
I believe, among us just now during our prayer have felt like I don't feel God.
于是有些人会来问我说传道耶稣在哪里
？And therefore, some people come to me and say, Preacher, where is Jesus?
另外一种人会来告诉我说传道帮我祷告。
And then another type of people would come to me and say, Preacher, pray for me.
祷告什么？
What am I praying for?
其实就是，他说让我感受到神，求主耶稣的恩典在我身上。
And the member would say, please pray that I can feel God and have God's grace on me.
这种话换成另外一种更浅白的话。
So to say something like this in another word, it means
就是叫我这个传道去叫神找他，这个是这个意思嘛，对不对？
The member means that, for me as a preacher, to ask God to look for him.
因为他可能觉得现在耶稣不理我了，所以传道可能你跟耶稣的关系比较好，你帮我祷告叫耶稣来找我。
Because the member he feels that, the preacher has a better relationship with God or Jesus, and then so you pray for me, and then so ask Jesus to come look for me.
如果你们觉得这个传道离耶稣更远，你会请他代祷吗？
But then if you feel that this preacher is actually even farther away from you than Jesus, would you ask him to pray for you?
我告诉你，你们搞错了。
This is the wrong concept.
我是仆人，他是主人。
I am the servant and he is my master.
我可以帮你传个讯息，我可不敢帮你叫他来。哎，耶稣去。
I can send a message on your behalf, but I do not have the authority to command Jesus to go to you.
他是主人，他自己做决定，不用测试的。
He is the master. He makes his own decisions.
但是我听到这样子，我一样很难过。
But when I hear things like this, I feel very sad.
我知道你们迫切能够看到耶稣。
I know that you are all eager to see the Lord Jesus.
希望耶稣给你清楚的指示。
And you want Jesus to give you a clear instruction.
希望耶稣帮你伸冤。
And you want Jesus to, revenge for you.
希望耶稣做出你心里想要的来安慰你。
And you want Jesus to do the things that you want in your heart to comfort you.
其实，我这十几年来，有时候我也感受不到耶稣啊。
Honestly, in the past decade or so, sometimes I do not feel Jesus.
我只说我了哈，我们台湾123个传道，我不敢帮他们说，他们常常跟耶稣在一起。我真的有时候也会感受我看不到神，感受不到耶稣。传道当传道以后啊。
After I have became a preacher, I'm not talking about the other 120 some preachers in Taiwan, but just me for myself. In the past decade or so, sometimes I also feel I do not see Jesus or feel him.
我真的不了解他的旨意。
Because sometimes I truly do not understand His will.
我不了解我们哪里出错了，我们明明照着圣经在做的。
I do not understand where I have made the mistake because I have followed the Bible.
我也曾经困惑过。
I have also been confused.
可是直到后来，我发现了一件事。
But then later on, I realized something.
现在我比较不会困惑了。
Now I do not get confused.
你们看这个经文里面，耶稣走路，除了走路之外，还有一件事，你们有注意到吗？
In the passage, Jesus was walking, but other than that, there was another thing.
来，你们看看那个经文里面第十九节。
Let's read the passage.
除了走路之外，耶稣还有一个重点。
In verse 19, other than Jesus walking, there's another important point.
你有看到什么重点吗？
What do you see?
变起来跟着他去，有没有看到？
Jesus followed him.
这就是回到我一开始问的问题。本来我们人是要跟着耶稣走的。
This goes back to my original question. We ought to follow Jesus.
可是你在四福音书里面，你突然发觉，这个本来应该走在群羊之前的大牧人，竟然会跟某些羊走，有没有发现？
But in the four Gospels, you will see that this big shepherd sometimes follows his sheep.
耶稣会跟人走啊。
Jesus follows people.
所以，如果你要遇到耶稣的话，你要遇到一个人，你是不是要先预测他可能要到哪里去，你才能去遇到他？
If you want to meet someone, shouldn't you try to predict where this person will go, and then you go to those places to try to meet him?
那我请教大家，耶稣跟哪些人走？
So let me ask you this question, who does Jesus follow?
他不就跟着那一些一直盼望神的恩典，甚至已经卑微软弱的人在走吗？
Did Jesus not walk with those or follow those who hope for the grace of God and those who are weak?
那些真正深陷在苦难里面的，不是我们这一种的。
Those truly are in deep suffering, not us.
那些又贫穷又生病孤儿寡妇。
Those poor widows, they are very wretched.
我把他们给他们一个名称，叫做耶稣的心上人。
I call this type of people the apple of Jesus' eyes.
我们的心上人可能是我们的配偶，我们的儿女。
The apple of our eyes might be our spouse or our children.
你知道吗？神的心上人就是这一些贫寡、孤独、微弱、快熄火的人。
But then those loved or the apple of the eyes of the Lord Jesus are these people who are poor and wretched who are almost dying.
他还听到有羊这样子啊，他甚至把99只就撇在旁边去跑去找那一只，还记得吗？
When he heard that there is such a person, he would rather leave the 99 sheep and look for that one.
我们现在想一下哦，你觉得你自己是那一只还是那99只？
So let us think about this a little bit. Are you the 99 or the one?
我告诉你，依我们的状况啊，我们90% 都是那99只里面的。
Most of the time, 90% of the time in our lives, we belong to the 99.
难怪你常常有一种好像被主撇弃的感受，这是正常的，你理解吗？
So no wonder sometimes like you feel that God is not around you because it's normal. Do you understand?
因为主耶稣就告诉你这样子，他亲口说的嘛。
Because the Lord Jesus has already told you this from his own mouth.
所以你想说不对啊，我是那九十九只，应该牧人照顾我才对。主耶稣说不是哦，我会把你撇在旁边去找那一只，你会有被撇弃的感受，不好受啊。
So you say, well, I belong to the 99, the shepherd Lord Jesus should take care of me. But then Jesus would tell you, no, he would leave you aside and look for that one.
所以我告诉你，现在有人如果我一直跪在会堂很努力祷告，然后跟我说，传道我感受不到神，我会告诉他。
So if someone comes to me and says, preacher, I have prayed with all my heart in the chapel very hard, but I don't feel God, I would tell the person.
我会教他一个秘诀。
I will tell the person the secret.
我说祷告很好。
I will say prayer is very good.
但是你一天到晚为自己的事情祷告，主耶稣已经听明白了，他先离开，先走了。
But then you have only prayed for your own matter, and the Lord Jesus has understood, and he has left you for a while.
问题是主耶稣站起来走的时候，像经文写，你没有跟着站起来走，你晓得吧？
But then, according to the passage, after Jesus arose and followed and walked, you did not follow, get up and follow him.
你还一直跪在那里, 诶, 啊, 怎么起来了, 耶稣不见了, 所以说耶稣神在哪里?
You kept on kneeling there, and after you got up, Jesus was gone. Where did God go?
所以我说, 所以你要跟着走。
So I would tell the person, follow him.
我叫你去哪里, 哦, 常常不小心都会遇到耶稣。
I will tell you where to go so that you will bump into Jesus by accident.
去那些需要盼望神的。
Go to those who hope in God,
软弱的,
those who are weak,
生病的,
those who are sick,
贫穷的,
those who are poor,
孤儿寡妇那里,
those who are widows and orphans.
我告诉你常常去那边走, 不小心你就会一直遇到耶稣, 你信不信?
Go to those people, those places, and by accident, you will meet Jesus very often. Do you believe this?
我告诉大家啦, 我后来为什么觉得我被拣选当传道?
Let me tell you, why is it that later on I realized I was chosen to be a preacher?
我说真的, 我说真的, 我不是假谦虚,
I am being honest. I am more weak than all of you.
你们不要看错了,
Don't be mistaken, I'm weaker than all of you. My heart is very complicated. I used to be anti-Christianity. But God loved me. God loved me, this person, terrible person.
他怎么爱我?
How did he love me? 如果我只是像你们当一般的弟兄姐妹,
我早就不来教会了, 你信不信?
If I were one of you, just a brother or a sister, I would stop coming to church a long time ago. Do you believe that?
因为连我当传道之后, 有好一段时间, 我都不想祷告。
Because even after I became the preacher, there were a long period of time that I did not want to pray.
全知的神, 他早就知道我, 赖昌义, 赖昌义, 就是这个样子。
And the omniscient God already knew from the very beginning that I would be like this.
所以为了保守你的灵魂, 我必须让你当传道。
So in order to preserve your soul, I have to make you a preacher.
所以我很多次要当法利赛人, 即使不想祷告, 我要跪在一排, 跪给你们看。
But then I have to try to be a Pharisee. Many times I didn't want to pray, but I have to kneel down in the first pew and pray. For you.
你不想翻圣经了, 因为等一下要讲到, 还是不得已要翻。
And I really do not want to flip to the Bible anymore because I have to give a sermon later, but I have to flip to the Bible.
神用传道这个职分框住我, 保守我的灵魂, 我觉得这是神保守我的方式。
God used this ministry as being the preacher to preserve me, and this is the way that God is preserving me.
好多次我为自己的事情, 为家庭的事, 我都感受不到神存在。
There are many times that I do not feel God regarding matters in my family.
可是很奇怪的, 当我不想出去访问, 又出去访问的时候, 在那里我一直看到神的恩典, 神的手, 神的存在, 这样知道吗?
But what is very wonderful is that many times when I do not feel like going to visit these members, I often see God's hand and God's grace and God's love.
原来我躲在传道房里, 神已经不在那里了。
In reality, if I hide in the preacher's room, God is no longer there.
我跪在会堂里的时候, 耶稣已经听完, 他先走了。
And when I am kneeling in the chapel, Jesus had already finished listening, he had left.
突然我去访问的时候, 有一个老姐妹, 我讲一个例子啊, 临时想到的。
I'll just tell you an example which I just thought of now.
诶, 教牧负责人说, 有一个60几岁老姐妹, 是每, 每天来聚会突然这两天没有出现,
So a church council member told me that there is this elderly sister in her 60s who had not been coming to church in the last few days. She lives right next to church.
我们就去看她,
so we went to visit her.
电铃按了老半天, 诶, 好不容易她先生才出来, 已经快80岁重听。
And then we kept on ringing the doorbell, and after a long time, the husband finally came. Her husband was 80-some years old, and he is partially deaf.
家里面就这一对老夫妇。
In her house, it's just the two of them.
我们想说怎么不是那个老姐妹出来开门的呢?
So we were thinking, why wasn't it the elderly sister who came to open the door?
进去说,啊,你太太在哪里?
So we entered in and said, where is your wife?
在房间里面,起不来了。
And he said, she's in the room, she can't get up.
我们进到她的,可以进去吗? 进到卧房里,看见她倒在床上。
We asked, can we go in? And then after we went in, we saw that she was lying in bed.
她怎么了?
What happened to her?
她说,我女儿前两天带我去医院,heart failure, 知道吧? 心衰竭。
And she said, my daughter took me to the hospital a few days ago, and I had a heart failure.
所以脚肿起来，水肿了 edema， 然后肺里面也积水，她根本坐都坐不起来了，不要说祷告啊。
So her feet had edema, and she also had fluid in her lungs, and she couldn't even sit up, not to mention praying.
我们来祷告啊。
So let's pray.
她连坐都坐不起来，连祷告都一直在喘气。
But she couldn't even sit up, and when she was trying to pray, she kept on panting.
你知道那时候我这个没有信心的传道，心里怎么想的吗？
And you know, at that time, for me, being a preacher with not much faith, what was I thinking in my heart?
我根本不敢求说，主耶稣好像那死人复活一样，让他全部好起来吧。
I did not dare to ask the Lord Jesus to resurrect her as from the dead, to make her well.
我这个没有信心的传道竟然只求说。 主啊，求你减轻他的负担，怜悯我们。我可不想办丧礼啊。
So all I said to the Lord was, please have mercy on us because I do not want to hold a memorial service for her.
帮他按手了，我们离开了。And
then I laid hands on her and left.
我没有求什么。I
did not ask for much.
那天晚上，她自己走来教会。But
then that night, she walked herself to church.
结果他还看到我握着我的手，说：“传道，谢谢你，哇，你帮我按手，我的病马上那个时候就好了。”
And then as soon as she saw me, she held my hands really tight and said, "Thank you, preacher. You laid hands on me, and my sickness immediately got well."
我一按手，她马上心脏就有力，水肿就退掉，那天晚上就来了。
I laid hands on her, and all of a sudden she got well, and then she was able to walk to church that night.
我想请问大家，这个跟我有关系吗？ 我根本没有这样祷告啊。
I want to ask you this question. Does this thing have anything to do with me? Because that was not how I prayed. And then again, she held my hand, so I immediately shook it off and said, "Please do not thank me. That was the Lord." I dare not grab the glory of God. And there are so many things in the past few years where I drove out demons. It's the same thing.
当我在这里感受不到神的时候， 到耶稣的心上人那里去，你会看到好多神迹跟恩典。原来我在那里遇到耶稣了。When
I am kneeling here and I don't feel God, go to those people that are the apple of God's eyes, and you will see a lot of miracles and God's grace. I have met Jesus at those places.
我想请问你们多久没有遇到耶稣了？I
want to ask you, how long have you not seen or met Jesus?
你们有常常到耶稣的心上人那里去吗？
Have you often go to those people who are the apple of his eyes?
不然，你还是只考虑自己的事，只是一直跪在这里。我告诉你，你遇不到的啦。If
you only care about your own matters and then you keep on kneeling here, let me tell you, you will not see him.
因为他很忙的。Because
he's quite busy.
所以他让我当传道，就是这样来保守我。大家理解吗？So
he made me a preacher to preserve me in this way. Do you understand?
我们来看最后一点。Let's
look at the final point.
我们请看马太福音20章32节。Matthew
20:23.
20章32节到34节。
Matthew 20. 32-34.
耶稣就站住，叫他们来说：“要我为你们做什么？”33节。33。他们说：“主啊，要我们的眼睛能看见。”34节。34。耶稣就动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。我们看见这。32.
So Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him.
大家看见耶稣在做什么?
What do you see Jesus doing here?
耶稣站住了，有没有?
Jesus stood still.
刚才我们看见耶稣走路走去哪里?
We saw Jesus walking, and where did he go?
现在我们看见耶稣站住，然后有事情发生。
And now we see that Jesus stood still, and something happened.
再看到耶稣站住，我们想一想我们自己跟我们身边的人。
Seeing that Jesus stood still, now we can think about us and the people around us.
We see that
the people in this world live a very fast-paced life.
我到这边 LA 来觉得还好耶, 可能不是 downtown 了哦。
I'm here in the Los Angeles area, and I feel like it's actually okay. Perhaps it's because I'm not in downtown.
我到我们台湾那个 capital 首都 台北市去啊。
When I go to the capital of Taiwan, Taipei City,
因为我住的是 country city 乡下。
Because I live in the countryside.
我到台北市去的时候, 我都觉得很愧疚。
When I go to Taipei City, I actually feel ashamed.
我都觉得一天一样24小时, 我好像懒人一样。
I feel that we all get 24 hours in a day, but I, compared to them, I'm a lazy person.
我走在路上, 我都觉得愧疚。
Even when I'm walking on the street, I feel ashamed.
我都觉得我这个胖子挡住人家的路了。
I feel like I'm a such a fat person, I'm blocking other people's way.
我觉得我已经走得很快了, 怎么旁边的人一直在超车, 我还一堆女士小跑步一直跑过去, 我挡路了, 我挡路了, 我要闪, 你知道吗?
I feel like I was already walking really fast on the street, but all these people are like walking past me, and all these ladies that are like running or jogging past me.
奇怪大家怎么脚步这么快这么忙?
How come everyone is so busy?
你都好像可以看到他们的心里面啊, 有一个笼子, 里面有小白鼠一直在跑, 有没有看过那种东西?
It was as if you can see that in their heart, there is a little white mouse that's just running around on the wheel. Have you seen that?
说人家老鼠这样不太好了，小小白兔好了。
It's not good to call these people little mouse, but maybe like a little rabbit.
不要说他们在工作跟走路，即使坐着安静都不动，你都可以感觉到他们的心里一直在转，一直在转，一直在转。
So we don't even have to see them walking or working, but even when they're sitting still, you could see that in their hearts, they're turning and turning.
我们在这个环境里面，我们基督徒会不会受影响？
And under this kind of environment, as Christians, are we influenced?
每天从早到晚。
Every day, from morning till night.
从年初到年尾。
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year,
我们总是为了自己跟自己的家人一直来往奔跑。
We busy ourselves for us and our families.
甚至连躺在床上，我们的心都得不到休息。
Even when we're lying in bed, we are not able to receive rest in our hearts.
不是说在这里，我们看到耶稣停了下来，他站住了，有没有看见？
But here, Jesus stood still.
为什么他停下来？
Why did he stop?
因为他不是为自己停下来的。
Because he did not stop for himself.
当你一直想为自己停下来的时候，你是停不下来的。
When you keep on trying to pause or stop for yourselves, you cannot do that.
耶稣从不为了自己停下来。
Jesus never paused or stopped for himself.
可是他常常停下来，是为了周围的人。
But he often stopped for the people around him.
他听到了周围的需要,
he heard the needs around him.
他听到了周围的声音,
and he heard the voice around him.
34节说他动了慈心,
so in verse 34, it said he had compassion.
圣灵果子的特性之一叫做恩慈,
one of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit is grace.
这个恩慈其实又是另外一个主题了, 可能要讲好几个小时。
Kindness, which is actually another topic that I can spend a few hours on.
可是恩慈绝对不是我们所想象的, 就是讲话轻声细语, 很温柔。
But the kindness that we often think about is not like that, which is being gentle, not talking too loud.
恩慈也不是我们, 我不晓得他会不会叫做慈眉善目, 就是看起来表情很慈祥的那种人。
The kindness of the Holy Spirit is also not like the expression that you see on people who just look very kind.
我直接告诉大家答案，恩慈就是在真理允许的范围之内，即满足一切有需要的人的需要，这个叫做恩慈。
Let me just tell you the answer, which is to help or to fulfill other people's needs under the guidance of the truth.
所以这个人可能看起来是常常生气的。
So perhaps this person always looks angry.
跟人讲话是很粗俗的。
Or is very rude talking to other people.
这个人看起来人是很顽固的。
Or this person appears to be very stubborn.
你根本不会把他跟慈祥连在一起。
You will not link this person with being kind.
可是你跟他相处久了，你发觉他常常去满足身边所有人的需要。
But then the more time that you spend with this person, then you realize that he or she is often filling the needs around him.
我告诉你，这种人是真正的恩慈。
This kind of person is truly kind.
主耶稣就是这种恩慈的主。
And the Lord Jesus is this Lord.
所以他停下来，他问说：“你需要我为你做什么？”
The Lord Jesus stood still and said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
所以我们要学习他停下来。
So we need to learn from him to stand still.
我们停下来不是为了美好的景色。
We do not stand still for a beautiful scene.
也不是因为听到美妙的乐声。
Or because we heard beautiful music.
也不是因为在这里可以得到更多的好处。
Or that we actually receive more benefits being here.
如果我们真的能学耶稣这样停下来，记得主耶稣讲过一句话吗？
If we can truly learn from the Lord Jesus and stop like this.
我看到这个是我们这边印的经节。
Remember this thing that Jesus said? I saw this printed here.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Those who are labor and are heavy burden, come to me and you will receive rest.
抱歉哦，我常常在台湾讲到说有另外一半没有写出来，这前面一半等于没有用。
And sorry, often in Taiwan I would say if you do not print the previous verse, then this half is useless.
因为接下来那一节更重要。
Oh, because actually the following verse is more important.
没有人不喜欢得安息，对不对？
Everybody loves to receive rest, right?
我们都觉得我们劳苦担重担啊。
We all feel heavy, labored, heavy burden.
可是你有没有发觉很多的同龄常常来到主耶稣面前，他也不得安息，他的心很乱啊。
But do you often see that there are many members, even when they come to the presence of the Lord Jesus, they do not receive rest?
那是因为下一节没有连在一起，没有跟着考虑。
But it is because they have not connected the following verse.
要得安息，主耶稣教你一个秘诀。
The secret that the Lord Jesus taught us in order to receive this rest.
我们来看一下最后这一节了哈。
Let's read this final verse.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew 11.
29节。
Verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。这样你们心里就必得享安息。好，阿们。有没有？前面二十八节说得安息，但是二十九节你没有做的话，你是得不到安息的。
In verse 28 says, "I will give you rest," but if you do not do what verse 29 says, you will not receive this rest.
所以很多人以为来到耶稣面前只要祷告交托，把问题都丢给他。有顺便把那个第二篇讲到的结论现在都讲出来了。
So a lot of the believers believe that we just come here and then we cast our cares upon the Lord. I will also talk about the conclusion of my second sermon.
我第二篇没有时间分享了，结论就是这一个，就是这一节。
I do not have time to share with you my second sermon, but this is the conclusion.
献给神，神不会把你的担子除掉的。有很多经文证明他不会除掉的。
Casting your care upon God, God does not necessarily get rid of your care.
因为诗篇有个经节说，神要每天跟你担负你的担子，每天担负，如果除掉，还要每天担吗？
Because there is a verse in Psalm that tells us that God will share our burdens every day, but if he gets rid of the burden, how can he carry it?
也就是我们的祷告都是一厢情愿的，不是照神的旨意。
Meaning that in our prayers, we just pray whatever we want. It is not according to God's will.
我们期待神一劳永逸的一次把我的担子全部拿掉。
We expect God will completely get rid of our burdens or problems all at once.
新旧约经文都告诉你不是这样子的。
But both the Old Testament and the New Testament tells us that it is not so.
他要每天跟你担。
He will carry your burden every day.
表示你的担子每天都会在，但是他会让你担得起来。
It tells you that your burden will be there with you every day, but he will carry it with you.
就像二十九节讲的。
Just like verse 29 says.
这里有个秘诀，就是要负主的轭，学他的样式。
The secret here is that take the yoke of the Lord Jesus upon you and learn from him.
要以耶稣的心来做思考。
We have to think with the heart of Jesus.
要做耶稣做的事。
We have to do the things that Jesus does.
要说耶稣做的话。
Then we have to speak the words that Jesus speaks.
这个跟学这个字有关系。
And all this have something to do with the word learning.
学习需要时间，你们知道吧？
Learning takes time. Do you know that?
所以要不管是哪一种学习或 技巧的培养都需要不断的练习，练习才会熟练。
So no matter what type of learning or skill acquired, we need practice over and over.
道理也是一样的。
So it's the same with the word of God.
所以不只要跟一样，还要学，学需要时间的，很长的。
So not only is it the same, but we also need time.
不是我圣经倒背如流，就表示我学会了，差得远了。
It does not mean that just because you're familiar with the Bible that you have learned everything.
神会安排你在生命当中遇到很多事情，即使你不想面对的。
It's far from that. God will arrange many things in your life that you do not want to encounter.
即使是那些不公不义的。
Even those things that are unjust.
不想去回想。
Those things that you do not want to think about.
可是在这当中，你会开始一直学，一直练习真理，一直练习，一直练习。
But among these things, you will start to learn and continue to practice over and over.
然后有一天变成你生命的一部分。
And then one day, it becomes part of your life.
这样你就可以得到像耶稣那样的安息，这是有秘诀的。
Then, you will receive this rest that Jesus is talking about. This is the secret.
耶稣站住了。
Jesus stood still.
我相信我们教会很多弟兄姐妹也慢慢的学会在这忙碌的世间懂得站住。
I believe that there are many brothers and sisters in our church who have learned to stand still.
所以你们才会来到这里参加今天的灵恩会跟圣礼。
And that is why you have come here today to attend the spiritual convocation and the sacraments.
希望今天跟大家看见的耶稣，你们看见了吗？
I hope that you have all seen the Lord Jesus today, have you?
我希望你们都能看得更完整、更深刻。
And I hope that you can see the Lord Jesus in a more complete picture and a deeper picture.
愿主耶稣祝福大家，以上正道。
May the Lord Jesus bless you all.
我们来唱赞美诗380首。
Let's sing hymn 380.